Michigan since 1998.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this absolutely terrific Tuesday, April 22nd, 2025 edition. Got a text message. My wife had hip replacement a week ago. Would this help her? Absolutely 100% guarantee. I cannot believe the effects of this deep tissue laser light therapy. Highly recommend it. Stacy says anybody that has surgery within 2 days, you can actually go and get a treatment. And I want to explain the six pack that they normally sell. If you purchase six visits, it's $360. It's $60 a treatment. But I said to them, I'd like my people to get a sample, kind of a tasting, if you will, to see if they get any response to the first treatment, maybe the second treatment. Oh, yeah. Within two treatments, they'll definitely feel something. So they came up with the Trucker Randy new customer discounted two-pack. You get two visits for $99. $100 bill, two visits, absolutely highly recommend it. Now, I had this bone removed from my foot. Again, last year in the August primary, as you all know, Vicky was running for county clerk here in Antrim County. I put up 1,000 yard signs, 250 4x4s, and then the 4x4s, I had to tap in the T-posts that I got from Tractor Supply. I used 6.5 footers, zip ties, space them out 4 feet apart, pound them in the ground. Then you cut holes in the signs, use zip ties to put up the signs. I put 250 of those 4x4s out through the entire county. Well, a friend of ours owns a firewood depot. He sells firewood right on 131, just north of Mansalona, on the east side of 131, east of the railroad tracks. He's just south of the McDonald's restaurant. So he calls me up and he says, hey, Randy, or actually, I think it was Sherry Hogan said got him for me. And she said, let's go over there and put up the sign. So I pulled in with the Yukon in the sign trailer. I got out the 4x4. I got out the two stakes, the zip ties, the pounders. I had my knives in my pocket. I was good to go. I was carrying everything over. He didn't want the sign east of the railroad tracks. He wanted it west of the railroad tracks, closer to the road. So I climbed the stones. I got up on the railroad tracks. I stepped over. When I stepped down on the other side, there was a railroad spike sticking up that I didn't see. And I stepped on it right on the edge of my foot with my work boots. Now, it didn't penetrate the sole of the boot at all, but it bruised the bone. And I was like, oh, man. It felt like somebody like hit me with a hammer right on my foot. From the bottom, and it hurt really bad, and I'm walking it off. I pounded in the sign, limped back into the truck. I was like, oh man, this hurts. Took some Tylenol when I got home. It was bruised. It actually turned purple. I busted a blood vein. It definitely bruised up. Didn't think anything of it. August, we went through the November election, took down the signs. December, January, well, I started noticing this really hard lump on the side of my foot. And it was like, man, what the heck is this? And it keeps getting bigger, and it was rubbing inside my running shoes. So basically, I went to my podiatrist, Dr. Ronald Ohm in Traverse City. Great podiatrist. If you guys need one, highly recommend him. He took x-rays of my feet, both the right and the left. And he said, Randy, you bruised the bone really bad in your foot. And I go, yep. I know exactly when I did it. And he said, well, what's happened is your body created this he called it a cyst. It's kind of like a hard shell, a protective covering to protect the bone so it could heal. The problem is the cyst is getting bigger and it's attaching into the bone. I've got to go in there surgically and remove both the cyst and that bruised bone. I got to cut it out of your foot. And I'm like, okay, go ahead. He's like, well, no, we'll have to go to the hospital. I'm like, I'm not going to the hospital. I said, dude, shoot me up some Novocaine, numb it up, and remove it right here. And he's like, are you sure? He goes, what if you're a bleeder? I said, I'm not a bleeder. I'm not on blood thinner. I'm not taking any medicine, no medications. And I said, I've got really good platelets. You know, I don't even hardly bleed. So he's like, okay. So sure enough, numbed me up and made a nice incision and got in there and cut out and cut out and cut all these little pieces coming out and stitched me back up. And it's healed up fine, but it's still sore. It's still sore where he cut out the bone, so or the cyst, whatever. So I'm going up tomorrow to get a laser light treatment on my foot and also going to get repeats on my shoulders. My shoulders have been fine ever since my last couple of treatments, but I'm going to get a couple more just to keep the cells regenerating and keeping them on track. And I'm definitely going to get it on the foot because, man, this thing is sore from when he cut off that bruised bone, and to highly recommend it. So, yeah, I sent you the phone number. Give Stacy a call. Tell you heard about it on the radio and you want to take advantage of the Trucker Randy new customer discount. She'll sell you a two-pack treatment with a hip replacement. You're probably going to need about four or five treatments, but they'll be spaced out. You will go a couple of days in a row, maybe every third day, and then maybe once a week, and then you should be completely restored. I had a hip replaced a couple years ago, actually. What was that? 2018. And man, I wish this laser light treatment therapy with Dr. Gary was available back then, because yeah, I definitely had difficulty recovering from the hip replacement. Highly recommend it. Definitely give him a call. Tell him Trucker Randy sent you. One of the guys that ran for governor, attempted to, I should say, to run for governor back in 2022, who his political consultant screwed up and actually hired Democrats to collect his signatures to run for governor as a Republican, businessman Perry Johnson. Well, Perry Johnson has businesses in 61 other countries. He lives in Oakland County. And he is paying more attention these days to resolving the Trump tariff challenges than rebooting his bid for governor at this point. I have businesses in Europe, Asia, Mexico, and Canada. And you would be amazed at the progress President Trump is making in renegotiating tariffs and trade deals. I'm dealing with the people who are involved in these other nations, Perry Johnson said, told MERS News Service. We are making progress. Right now, Perry Johnson says, this remains my major focus for now. But he confirms that on the way back burner, he is considering another bid for governor. I'm very seriously thinking about it, but this is very early on, so there's no rush to get into the race. In fact, Johnson said, as other Republicans around him are diving in at this juncture, by getting in now, you run the risk of, quote, peaking too soon, end quote, meaning it's not really good political strategy to announce this early. End quote, said Perry Johnson. Well, obviously ignoring that advice is U.S. Congressman John James of Shelby Township, as well as Senate Minority Leader Eric Nesbitt of Lawton, a farmer down in the Pawpaw area. And just last week, ignoring the advice, former Attorney General Mike Cox, all have announced and are seeking the nomination to be the next governor. More are expected to join them in the race soon. Well, here's the problem. Eric Nesbitt announced his campaign, launching it, stating that he had raised $1 million already for his race for governor. Mike Cox, the attorney general, well, guess what? He's an attorney. And he was involved in suing the University of Michigan regarding one of their doctors mistreating students. And as a result, received a huge landfall settlement representing those clients on a contingency basis. What does that mean? Well, basically, out of the $450 million settlement, he got one-third, $150 million landfall just a couple of years ago. So as a result, he launched his campaign matching Eric Nesbitt with a $1 million loan to his campaign. Congressman John James didn't announce exactly how much he was opening his campaign account with, but I know because of the text messages I've been getting from him for a couple of years now, I'm sure he loaned a huge amount of money to his governor's race as well. They're saying to win the primary, just to win the primary alone, is going to cost $10 million. At a minimum. So right now, three candidates, all opening their accounts probably with $1 million in it, are going to be forced to raise $30 million between the three of them. $10 million each if they think they're going to win. Perry Johnson gets in with unlimited access to loaning his campaign money. Kevin Rinke, others considering it. Well, guess what? This is going to be probably a $100 million Republican primary next August of 2026. Not this year, next year. And they're already in the game. So, pretty interesting story. We've got some things happening on Mackinac. The Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce event in May. We got more. We'll wrap this up on the other side. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, Think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
You're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last segment of hour number one here on this Tuesday. Just wrapping up this governor race that's going to be happening in 2026. Businessman Perry Johnson, working directly with the Trump team on tariffs because he owns businesses in 61 countries. I had no idea this guy was that wealthy, that connected. Should have figured it out, though, when he had a private jet and he was flying people around going to CPAC and to other events. Well, it's really interesting because the biennial event every 2 years that takes place on Mackinac Island, the Republican Party Leadership Conference. Well, that is the fall before the election year. So, of course, it'll be happening this year. Jim Runstead, the new chair of the Michigan Republican Party, working with donors, raising money to pay off Pete Hoekstra's debt. $800,000 he left Jim Runstead in debt of the Michigan Republican Party. Well, Jim is in the process of raising that money, getting rid of that debt, and has already pledged that he will not leave the next chair any debt at all. Whatever he and the Michigan Republican Party spends in 2026 will be fully paid for and will not be leaving any debt for the next chair. Well, prior to 2026... the fall conclave that takes place with the Michigan Republicans on the island, according to Perry Johnson, says that's when the real race starts. Since the timing of a possible announcement to run for governor is important, he says he's probably going to wait until this fall. I'll be on the island this year. I'll be broadcasting from the green room in the Grand Hotel, doing the show on that Friday as the Republicans start coming to the island. And I'll be attending some events afterwards, and then I'll be heading home, probably taking the last ferry back like I did a couple of years ago. Well, in the meantime, the 2022 gubernatorial candidate who failed to collect enough valid signatures to get on the ballot remains hopeful that the tariff talks will be resolved soon. And then he will sit down and seriously take a look at whether he decides to run for governor again. Bottom line, Perry Johnson said, quote, "I am a Trump supporter." And it should be noted that if any MAGA folks question that, he did reveal that he and his son had dinner with President Trump at Florida at Mar-a-Lago a couple of months ago. "I consider Donald Trump a personal friend and I'm totally supportive of his agenda and what he is doing in Washington, D.C. Now, I doubt, I highly, highly skeptical of whether John James, Eric Nesbitt, or Mike Cox have had dinner at Mar-a-Lago with President Trump. I could be wrong, but I highly doubt it. Perry Johnson said he just did it. So if you believe the guy, you take him at his word, could Donald Trump possibly consider endorsing Perry in the 2026 race? Personally, I hope he does not. I hope and pray that Donald Trump does not endorse any candidate for governor or for the U.S. Senate. As you all know, of course, Mike Rogers has already announced he's in the race as the Republican. Rumors are circulating that Tudor Dixon, who ran for governor, got the nomination, had Trump's endorsement, won the Republican primary because of that endorsement, but then went on to lose to Governor Gretchen Whitmer in 2022. Well, rumors are circulating, floating out there, that she's seriously considering taking on Mike Rogers for the U.S. Senate. That would be a good debate. Two reasons. Number one, Tudor would have the ability to raise enough money, I believe, to seriously challenge Rogers. And here's a conundrum that Donald Trump would be in. He endorsed Tudor Dixon in 2022 for governor. She lost to Whitmer. In 2024, he endorsed Mike Rogers for U.S. Senate to basically hand him the Republican nomination. But he went on to lose to Elisa Slotkin in the November general election. So if Tudor got in, I believe Donald Trump would have to tell Mike Rogers, sorry, Mike, I can't endorse you because I endorsed Tudor previously, so I'm not going to endorse either one of you. I'm going to stay out of the race. So pray that Tudor Dixon gets into the U.S. Senate race, does not run for governor, and that she challenges and takes on Mike Rogers. I would definitely support and vote for Tudor Dixon over Mike Rogers in the August 2026 primary. I'm sure many of you would as well. As a matter of fact, let's put that out as an unofficial poll. Tudor or Rogers? Great idea, pig farmer John Palmer in Onaway. John says he'll take Tudor over Rogers. Text me T for Tudor or R for Rogers if she gets in and runs against him in the U.S. Senate race. Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouses from Gaylord will be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-811.